from Metzia Perikei Mishnah Zayim. There's one of the Yisoidis that we discussed in the Psicha before Mishnah Aleph is that there's a form of Ribis which is only Ribis Darbanu because it's not Vadai that's going to create Neshech Umarbis, but what's happening is there's a Mechira, and the Mechira is sold, something is sold, commodities are sold, a saw of wheat is sold, and it doesn't have a price that's hukva. So we're afraid that before the commodity comes in, before the tefuah is given over, the price is going to go up. And because of that, it turns out that the one who gave money, advanced money, is getting more value than what he paid for. What that looks like, it has a shtickle smell of ribis, where somebody's advancing money and he gets more money back. So because of that, Chazal asked, "Ein poiskin al apeis ad sheyetze ashar." When there's a shar kavua, so then we see that's the price. And even if it goes up in value afterwards, that's just something that added afterwards. It's not pshat that he gave him money to get more. If yotza ashar, then poiskin. The yitzias ashar is what's matter selling something, even when it's not delivered right away. V'af al pi she'en lozeh, yesh lozeh. The Mishnah adds another knech, that if the moicher would have the peiris there, then we don't see the problem as a problem. That means, if the moicher would hand over to the lekech right away, it wouldn't be a problem, because then he's not selling him later on to peiris, he's selling what's now. So he didn't deliver it right away, that's not a problem. Batsim, he sold him what he has biyodo, the value is what it is. And then we see the added value to the peiris as having gone up in the lekech. It's not that the lekech advanced money, and he only bought his peiris later on. It's not an advance of money b'derech halva. So really we have two different tnoi, each of which operates without the other. One of them is Yotzo Ashar, and one of them is Yeshloi. What the Mishnah adds, the way the Mishnah says it is, Afal pi she'ein lozeh, yesh lozeh, it's enough by Yotzo Ashar, the fact that the commodity exists in the world. It doesn't have to be by him. Mashenken, if it's by him, then you don't care if it's Yotzo Ashar. There's one very important nafkamina between the two heterim, the heter of Yotzo Ashar as opposed to the heter of Yeshloi. What happens if the price right now of the amount of the saw of tvur that he's paying for is tak $100? We're afraid that later on it'll go up to 120, like we said. We'll look at that as ribbis for the advance of the money. So the Yotzo Ashar takes care because we see that as the real price. The price is 100. What happens if the Meicha doesn't charge him 100? Meicha Taka only charges him 95. What he's really doing is he's giving a Hanocha on the Shar of now for an advance of money. That's Ribis Midrabana. True, it's Derech Mekhu Memka, but Lamaisa, it's Ribis Midrabana. However, the Heter of Yeshloi, we see it now that the sale was now. Is a Meicha not allowed to sell his chafetzim, his tvua, for a cheaper price? The problem is only if he got money and he didn't sell them. He's only giving him the chafetz later on. He's giving him the wheat later on. But if he has the wheat, we look at it as if he gave it to him now. If we look at it as if he gave it to him now, it's even if it's less than the shah that's now. That's a major enough community between the two. Hoyehu tchila lakoytzim. He is one of the first people, a bunch of people in town have tvua. It's farming season, it's crop season, and he already has a barn that's full of wheat. Poisekim ala godesh, he's allowed to make up a price because that's already called that he has now. That's yeshloi. V'ala havit shel anovim, the lekech is also allowed to make up with the mecher a price for now on the wine, even though he doesn't give him the wine to lachas man. Because he already has a whole thing of anovim. He has grapes. He doesn't have wine. The price he's charging was for wine. It's enough, the fact that he has anovim, even though lo yotze shar shel yayin, it's enough that he has anovim to be called that he's selling him the wine. That means it doesn't have to be that he's selling him a zach that he has now, kemoish shehu. He's taka selling him something which is removed from what it is now. That's also enough. Also, what we're talking about over here is before it was turned into oil. So basically the idea over here is that the yeshloi is a yeshloi even if it's removed. And this could be very negair with markets today, where things are being produced, where you have coats in the Far East, and you have somebody who owns a factory in the Far East, and he's making up a price, and the money is made up, even though bets and the market is not 100% out. It's an ein lo shar, but he has already discharged. It's considered they sold to him now, even though the coats that he's selling are not fully assembled. He has the material. You have to know how many places can talk about it. If it's one step removed, two steps removed, three steps removed from the final product. All these things are removed. Even the koitzim before the Godish is also, there's a gemar malacha that hasn't been done yet. Certainly when we're talking about grapes and wine, or certainly when we're talking about zeisim and shemen, it's a step removed. It's still called yeshle. V'ala beitzim shel yoitze, he's also allowed to make up. He has the beitzim over here, doesn't mean eggs. It means he has the basic material put together, made out of earthenware. It's like a klicheres. And he has the basic structure made up, even though the kederah hasn't been made. So again, that's called one step removed from the gemar malacha, but that's enough to be called yeshloi. V'al asid mishishikoi ba'kivshon. He takes lime and he makes, they grind rocks and they make that into cement. So also there's a step removed, and that's enough to be called yeshloi. U'poisek imei ala zevel kol yumois hashono. The moicher doesn't yet have zevel, he has fertilizer that his animals produce. But since that's something that's easy to get, you don't need the harvesting season. Animals produce zevel year round. It just has to be scooped up. It's hard work to get it off the ground, but it's motzui. So memela, that is allowed to be poisik, even if it's not here at all. That's already called yeshloi. Rabbi Yosi Yomer ain't poiskin al zevel elam kein hoisel is zevel ba'ashpo. It's only if it's close enough to actually existing that he has it somewhat. He has it, even though it hasn't been collected yet and processed. So that's called yeshloi, but he has to have it. V'chom matir, the motzui is enough, to be matir, even if he doesn't have the zevel bashpa, even if it's not around. Now, there's actually three shittos over here the Gemara explains. Because the animals produce less zevel b'yemos hakshamim. They produce more b'yemos hakshamim because that's when they're working. The Tanakam over here holds ala zevel kol yemos hashonim, even though it's yemos hakshamim, it's still called yeshloi. The Chachamim basroim hold only b'yemos hakshamim, not b'yemos hakshamim. And Rabbi Yosi holds only when he actually has it, even though it's not the Gemara Malacha yet. Another halacha, u'poisik imoy kishar ha-gavoya. This is gebayt on the same idea as before. The lekech is making up with the moicha. Listen, here, I'm paying you the $1,000. I'm not getting yet the schoira. If the schoira drops in price, you're going to give it to me, what the Mishnah calls the higher price. Shar ha-gavoya really means the lower price. The gavoya over here is the cheaper price, which is higher in terms of how much peiros he has to give. So you could look at it from the moicher side or from the lekech side. The lekech says you're going to give it to me for the cheaper price that it dropped to. And the reason why that's mutter, and we don't look at that as a better price for the hakdomas mois, for the scham tonas mois, is because the yotzasha, the same idea. Says Reb Yehuda. Even though they didn't make up guarantee that Lekech could take the Paris at a better price for him, what we're calling Gavoya Klapi the Moicher. Klapi the Moicher. Yochel Hu Loimar. Listen, I made up that the Paris that I'm paying for, I want it at the price when I get it. That's the understanding. Therefore, I could say, Tainli Kozeh, give it to me at the better price. Oy Tainli Moise, he has a right to be Choyze. What this means, Lechatchila, is that it's not Ribbis, because he's allowed a guarantee for himself that when he gets it, he's getting it at the legitimate price. And it is the legitimate price, because later on the price is going to be cheaper. There's no reason why you should be paying more. The Chiddush over here is that he's allowed to demand his money back without getting a Mishapara, like we learned in the fourth parak. Lechari, he paid money already. No, now when a person pays money, so the din is a mishapara, even though Chazal and Misak and they're only Mishich Saperis is koina. But Lamaisa Mois is enough of a Kenyan, even after the Takana, that there's a Mishnah Parav. Yehuda says not in this case. Because the stummiest of the agreement between the two is Kefi that price, he's not Mechuyev to take it at a worse price for him. Sounds like the Tanakama is arguing on something. L'chayra, the Tanakama understands that he could be Chayza, but he'll have to get a Mishnah Parav. So that L'chayra is the Machlokes over here. It's not per se a Machlokes in Hilchus Rivas. Mishnah Ches, Malva Adam Asarisov Chitim Bechitim Lazera. We've had before over here already where a person has a shearcropper that is going to work on his field and he's going to get a certain amount of peris and you're going to make up with the aris, Lamechza L'shlish L'viya, how much of the peris each side will get. He's the investing partner, it's his field, he's the managing partner. He's going to be Mashkiah the work, that's the aris. Besides for that, the artist doesn't have cash of his own. Therefore, he's going to take out a halva from the Bal Hasada, who usually has property, usually has cash, and he's going to borrow from him money in order to buy supplies, to buy seed, in order to seed the field, in order to be able to turn the profit. Avaloi Lechel. The Gemara is Masbir, that the Gemara over here is going... talking about the Takana Derabanan, we describe this in the Agdoma, which is called the Issa Derabanan of Ribis So Beso. So Beso means Reuven lent Shimon not $100, but he lends him a bushel of wheat. He lends him a bushel of wheat that Shimon should pay him back, Lachazman, a bushel of wheat. What's the problem? What's the Ribis? The problem is that it could go up in price, and if it goes up in price, Lamaise, he's giving him more back in terms of money. The real truth of the matter is that all commodities on the market, al pi halacha, are measurable in dollars and cents. If somebody, l'moshel, burns a bushel of wheat that belongs to somebody else, we could say he's burning a bushel of wheat, or we could say, l'maisa, he burnt $4.99, or whatever the value is. How much does he owe? Does he owe him a bushel of wheat, or does he owe him $4.99? He owes him $4.99. What's the halacha if he only pays him for the hezek 2 months later and the price is completely different? It's much lower. Could he give him back a bushel of wheat? No. He has to give him back $4.99. That's what the chayv is. It's true that if he breaks something, then he could fix it. He doesn't have to give him the dollar and cents amount. That's true. The poskim say in chayshemish. But the ikir of hezek is to fix that which is broken. But when something was destroyed, we don't say replacing it with another of the same thing is the halacha. We see it as a chayv of $4.99. So be'emesin, when a person's borrowing a saw of chitin, be'etzim what he owes back is the dollar and cents amount. That happens to be it's not ribis deraisa because lemaisa, there's no marbis over here. What it is I took this and I gave you back that. The dollar and cents might be different. I didn't mean for it to be that. That's not my intention. And because of that, it's not ribis deraisa, because it's derech perois, but lamaisa, it's ribis derabona. That being said, the reason why he's allowed to lend him money over here, the balabais, is allowed to lend his oris, chitin bechitin, he's not lending him cash, he's lending him the seed, and he's going to pay him back that amount of wheat. He's paying him, he's borrowing from him produce from last year, which is chitin, in order to plant, in order to produce more chitin, this year's crop. The reason why he's allowed to do it is because we don't see this as a halva of a bushel of chitin. We see it as part of the giving him of the field. Part of the giving of the field is having the schoire to be able to plant in the field. So therefore, we don't see it as a straight ribis saw b'saw, but a regular ribis saw b'saw is also. And that's why if he gave it to him a saw of chitin, because he's making a shevrach and he wants to bake with it, then Avad is now let him lend him a saw of chitin for him to lend back. And that's what the Mishnah means. Avaloy lechel. Shoyerim Gamliel malva sarisa of chitin bechitin lezera biyoike vahuzlu. It was more expensive and it became cheaper. I bezolv vahukru. And it wasn't a problem because we look at it as part of the giving him of the field. Noitl mehem kishar hazoil. Ram Gamliel kishar la'atzmoy. It was machmir that if it went down in value, he only took the lesser value. Mlem neshaloch again. Not because he was mechuyev, like we said, there's no issa over here of ribis saw b'saw. Elishar atzalach malatzmim. Gamliel wanted to stay far away from anything that had ipsa shmek of ribis. But again, the halakha is emphasized, that's not ribis sobisah.